Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enigdi-Berry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. My name is Melissa Enigdi-Berry. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I'm the owner of Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte and Port Burlington, which are the sponsors of this show. We are located at 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC 28206, and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102 East, Burlington, North Carolina 27215. Our phone numbers are area code 704-333-2446 and 336-675-0075 are the office phone numbers. You can reach us. We can see our website at trinitycounselingcharlotte.com. Also, you can email me at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. And the call-in number for this show is 347-945-5924. Again, 347-945-5924. You are welcome to call and ask any questions about drugs and alcohol in the state of North Carolina, DWI services, or anything. And if I don't know the answer, I will certainly try to get that answer for you. Because, again, our mission is to educate individuals about the disease of addiction and alcoholism. We also seek to allow individuals to know that they have a value. And most importantly, once you get the knowledge and the wisdom and are instructed, then you are being enlightened, and the enlightenment of individuals is you feeling comfortable and confident enough to share your story, no matter how difficult, no matter how heinous that it is. And Trinity Counseling Services, many people say, okay, Trinity, Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Quite naturally, I am a Christian, although if I read and listen to other individuals, I will become disenchanted or disheartened because I am a woman of color. And when you read and have education, you start to say, well, the slave masters did this and the slave masters did that. But I don't want this to be a conversation about racism, nor do I want it to be a conversation about discrimination or prejudice or any of those terms. My main concern is individuals finding God as they understand Him, finding God to realize that they have a purpose on earth. And if once you realize that you have a purpose on this earth, perhaps you may not do some of the things that you have done, both against yourself and against other individuals, and not blame a situation, but take full responsibility for your own actions and to move forward in life and live out your purpose, which the original purpose was to glorify God, no matter how you see it, how it came to you, but just to know that you are a creation. And to deny that means to deny your existence. And for me, that's unacceptable. So although I do listen to what this one says or that one says, I do try to maintain a pretty decent foundation. And the foundation in which I live by is the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is it cuts through any of that other stuff that is in the world. And so to say all of that, September is National Recovery Month, and we are celebrating it on tomorrow, Friday, at our Burlington location from 2 to 5, and we are celebrating recovery on Saturday, September the 19th, in Charlotte from 10 to 2. We did not go into a word of prayer, so let us just cover ourselves right now and say, Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. Just want to say thank you, just seeking your face and just wanting you to continue to allow us to live according to your purpose. Dear Heavenly Father, as we go about our day, let us just go about it in gratitude. Let us just go about it with the hope, with the faith, and with love. And just allow other individuals to see you through us. We may be the only example that the individuals have of you. And dear Heavenly Father, we just pray right now that you allow our humanness to show through, but also allow you to shine through. In Jesus' name that we pray, And I'm really excited about September being National Recovery Month. My birthday is September the 1st, so I celebrate my birthday most years for at least a 2 or 3 day event. Prior to my birthday fell on a Tuesday this year, so we had a celebration on the Saturday prior. I didn't want to do it the Saturday after because then I would have to share my birthday with the rest of the world celebrating Labor Day, and because I am who I am, that's not unacceptable. So I invited my family members, and I took them back to the original picture, my baby picture, of which I don't know how old I was in that, and I invited all members of my family, the circles that of my friends, to the celebration that was held at the Beth Smith Park in Elon. And there were members of my family, different sets of my family appeared, friends came, and even in, the young lady that worked for me or is my intern, Brittany, she drove. She says, my name is not intern Brittany, but Brittany drove from Salisbury to Winston-Salem to Elon, back to Winston-Salem, back to Salisbury, in order outside of Salisbury, to celebrate with us. And I was grateful for that. She brought with her a selfie stick because part of the National Recovery Month celebration, the contest, I was taking pictures throughout the state and allowing individuals to guess. And I should have put a parameter on the most correct guesses, and it was almost a tie between Cassandra Poole Webb and Joyce Bucarello. Joyce, who is my admin, actually guessed, and she guessed a good number of the answers of the places. Some she didn't know, as well as Cassandra Poole Webb. So those are the winners of the contest of the guessing, and they will be getting a gift card and from Walmart. And so that was exciting in order to do that, the selfie stick, although you might think that that is a form of vanity, but it was really interesting to take the different pictures in the different places and have individuals to guess. And there were some, you know, honorable mentions of people, Diane of Ashley Furniture, she guessed some, and there were other, Tammy, one of my friends, she guessed some. And then as I was doing this contest, or as I was taking these pictures, of which originated from the scavenger hunt that my kids and I and James did in a park where things are in plain view, and most times when you go about your day, you don't even notice them. When I started the contest, I started it in Graham, and so one of the pictures that I took was of, there's a Confederate statue that stands in front of the Alamance County Courthouse, and I took it, and a lot of people that you know saw it, I knew it was from Graham, and that was easy enough. Of course, one of my thoughts when I was taking the picture is it was not just to say, oh, look, here goes this Confederate guy, but when there was a discussion about the Confederate flag, Confederacy, and things like that, I'm like, this guy has been in the county which I live in all my life. That statue has been on the courthouse, in front of the courthouse for a good number of years, at least since I've been in high school, and it didn't really make me learn about the Confederacy, and I understand that that is a part of history. I don't really know the Confederate flag and, you know, and all of the war and everything that was battled and things like that, but I did not see that as being as big a deal as individuals made it out to be, simply because I realized that that person has been there. And that was, as this contest went on, I was taking pictures of what people passed by on a regular basis and never noticed. And people probably never realized that was a Confederate guy that's been there in Alamance County. And it was some individuals that seem to have not been born and raised in Alamance County, that as we were discussing the Confederate flag and all that other stuff, spoke against this guy that's been standing there. So then as I moved on in the contest, I drive 85 South and 85 North three times a week. Sometimes I take the train. The Amtrak does travel from Cary to Charlotte every day, three times a day. But since I'm driving, I pass by other things. And one of the pictures that I wanted to take was of the Grandova Resort. That's a really, really nice place in Greensboro, but it's in a curve, and people probably pass by it and don't even realize that it's there. It's got a spa there, and it's a really nice place for you. And I've had some individuals gone there. The food is really good, and the atmosphere is really nice, and the whole scene is really nice. But you probably passed by it a million times and never really even noticed that it's there. So you have gems right here in your own state. If you are from North Carolina, you need not go to anywhere else and find the gems that you have here in your own state. But as I did this contest, there were people that said, like in the second picture, one of the pictures that I took was at the memorial, which is right outside of Thomasville, and it's a veterans memorial, and you can get to it from, and I never understood it, but it's connected because of the way that the road winds around it. You can get to it from the south side by going into it from the right, and you get to it from the north side by going into it from the left, but you need it, because I'm thinking there are not two memorials. There's only one memorial, but the way that they have it situated, you can get to it from either of the rest areas, just walk down to it. And it's a really interesting place, but if you're passing by it, you never stop at the rest area, or when you're traveling on the highway, if you stop, you ordinarily you'll stop on the, you'll stop where there's a restaurant, or you'll stop, where there's, that kind of food, some food somewhere. You may not stop there, so you may not even notice that. And plus, if you're traveling, someplace else on a time limit, and you might not have the time to take to walk down to this memorial. And then a couple other pictures that I took, one was, well, I took several downtown Charlotte. And as I was venturing downtown in the planning of this event, I met some people and I heard from them that nobody lives in Charlotte. They all live, a lot of people live outside of Charlotte, and they say that they'll come into Charlotte to work. And then they'll leave and go home. I received a number of sponsors from Food Lion, Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, different places like that. And I was talking to the lady that was the general manager of the Food Lion, and I was like, "Well, yeah, I'm holding the event from their Saturdays in Charlotte, da da da. I don't live here." I was like, "I'm sorry. I don't live here. I'm living in Mooresville." It's like, okay. It's like when I just get on 77 and then I go home. I was feeling kind of way because I'm not a representative of Charlotte, but I was thinking to myself, I was like, wow, you work in an area and then you go home and you stay in your own 5-mile radius and you don't really look around you and see anything any different than what you ordinarily see, and which means that you might not trust to see the other things, you might not feel comfortable, you might feel insecure, you might feel in any of those things. You say, well, listen, what does that have to do with recovery, or what does that have to do with the Recovery Month event, and what does that have to do? Well, last thing is I am doing a class in ADEX, A Prime for Life, and there is a visualization on the video that says that as you progress in the different phases, the fog gets thicker. And the fog that is mentioning, it says that in the green phase, you are able to make low-risk decisions and alcohol and drugs have no effect in your life. because any use of any illicit drugs, then you automatically enter into high risk, because when you are using illicit drugs, even marijuana, you don't know what it's made of. You don't know what effect it may have. You don't know how it may affect your body and your brain. You don't know any of those things. And if you don't know that, you basically you're making yourself susceptible to problems. And so that's a high-risk behavior, even though, you know, you'll read all of these different qualities of marijuana that are positive, when you really you're really putting yourself at a risk by using it, because you don't know what it's made of, you don't know where it comes from, you don't know what it's cut with, things like that. So that's a high risk behavior. So even so, any use of that, it makes you enter into yellow, which is color of caution. And then the fog is thicker, because when you think about it, you have to be around people who might have the marijuana, or you might be around people who drink more or drink like you do. You might be around people that are doing the exact same thing that you are, which creates a fog, because the fog is, if things begin to look similar, if you never go outside of your 5-mile radius, then you're going to say in your mind, you might not say it completely, but you're going to begin to say, well, goodness, as I look around me, everybody's looking like me. Everybody's doing what I'm doing. Everybody's thinking as I'm thinking. And you don't really see a difference. And so then when you continue to progress in your use of drugs or alcohol, and it also includes prescription drugs, not taking those as prescribed, or taking more stuff, now you're entering into orange and the fog is thicker, because now, say, for example, you are beginning to have financial issues and you happen to have prescription medication and you sell it, you really are finding yourself at risk for being arrested for selling prescriptions. Or if you, you know, receive governmental assistance, you know, I was reading a sign that if you get EBT, if you sell your card or receive purchase of money on a card of EBT, that that's actually a violation, which I think could be a felony. So you find yourself at risk for being arrested. And it originates because the fog is you're drinking and you're using, you're spending more money. If you went from a 6-pack to a 12-pack, you went from $5 to $6 to $10 to $12 on a regular basis. $10 to $12 every weekend might not be that much, but $10 to $12 times 4 is 60, which is 2 gallons of gas for the week, and then you're wondering where your money goes. And so the fog is thicker, because if you are drinking around other individuals, then you're finding yourself looking similar to them, and when they have financial problems, you're having financial problems. If they're suffering issues, you're suffering issues, and things such as that. So, and then the last phase, which is the phase, the red phase, which is when you are addicted, the addiction happens when the fog is so thick that you can't even see your way clear. It goes back to when you're in the yellow phase, you can see through the fog, you see there's an end, and you can make your way back to green if you stop your behavior. If it gets thicker in the orange phase, it might take a little bit longer, but if you stop the behavior and begin to address some of the thoughts that you have and the people that you're around and the situations that you find yourself in, then you might be able to get back to green, you might be good. But it says, well, when you get to addiction, you get to the red phase, when you begin to meet the criteria of 6 or more of 11, and we've mentioned those in our former podcast, then your fog is so thick that you may not be able to see a way out. You have to stop drinking and using altogether. You have to endure withdrawal. You also have to endure the way that your brain has changed. But if you got people around you that are doing the exact same thing that you are, you may say, well, gosh, I don't see anyone else. I don't see anything else. I don't see any place else that I could possibly go that's going to address me as being able to do things any different. So I must need to stay the same, or it's not that bad, because if I'm finding myself around other people, they're doing greater things. You know, they're homeless, things like that, and And I'm not in that situation, but the only reason why that you may not be there and other people may be is because their support is gone, their abilities is gone, their work is gone, every aspect of their life has been affected, and you still may have resources available that are assisting you. So that is National Recovery Month. It's threefold, as well as your mind, body, and your spirit is threefold. Trinity is threefold. Everything is a process. The process is getting the wisdom, getting the understanding, getting the knowledge, being instructed, and realizing that here is where you are. The last statistic that I want to mention is it says 2.5 million out of 20, about 25 million people have need of treatment but aren't receiving it. I don't know, what about the 22.5 million people that aren't getting treatment, unless it's 22.5 million people who do not believe or do not realize that treatment is going to be necessary for them to live a whole, complete life. Treatment is going to be necessary for them to realize that they are powerless over their use, or powerless over their behavior, and that their lives have become unmanageable, and they came to believe that a power greater than them, they are not there. They have not admitted powerlessness. If individuals are continuing to go about their lives and remain hidden behind the fog, hidden in groups, hidden in pockets of individuals who are doing and saying the exact same thing, then they're not to the point of saying, I need help. And that's the first step, is an honest desire for help. So even though we see highlighted the effects of addiction and alcoholism, and not just addiction to alcohol or drugs, but addiction to behaviors, addiction to detrimental things, plastic surgery, bad relationships, bad behaviors, abusive behaviors, anger issues, money issues. If things are, you're powerless because of those things, and you're remaining hidden from, like, moving from place to place, believing that you're in one locale when it's really not that big of a deal, when you think that you have picked up and moved all the way out of the state, not realizing that you carried yourself with you, you know, being vocal about it. No one wants to admit that their lives have become unmanageable by reason of behaviors that seem almost trivial, almost frivolous. Who wants to say that some inanimate object such as a cigarette or a can or a bowl, a bong, or any of those things, who wants to admit that that has had the ability to remove relationships? Who wants to admit that inanimate thing allowed them to not be able to graduate from school, or has robbed them of their dreams, or has caused them to be more distrustful than they were originally, or any of those things? National Recovery Month, the whole idea is, here are resources in the community for you. Here is the information for you to break through those strongholds that is inhibiting you or keeping you from progressing forward more positively. There are people that are believing that the things that they're doing are positive, but if there's a better way to live than the way that you're living, would you not want that? Would you not want to have the wisdom to know that, you know what, this is really unacceptable what I'm doing? You know, and I'm having conversations about, you know, new age thoughts, new age feminism, new age racism, new age discrimination, new age prejudice, new age any of those things. The Bible says that there is nothing new under the sun. So if it's been done, if it's done now, it's been done before. And so it hasn't changed. It's just only mutated, if you will. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's made it better. It's just mutated. It's just become a different type of a virus. It's just like having a discussion about the HIV and AIDS. You know, if it's undetectable, then that doesn't mean that you don't have it. It just means that it's not identified. Just because is not being identified does not mean it does not cause an effect. It does not mean that if it's not, if you don't treat it, if you don't continue to treat it, that it's not going to get worse. It doesn't mean that. It just means that just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. You know, for some individuals, just because you don't see God doesn't mean that he's not there, you know, visible. He is there, and we need to, we want to say that he's there. We want to be vocal about what God has done in our lives, that what changes we have made as a result of our enlightenment, you know, how our lives have been different, and not continue to remain hidden. That's when Recovery Month was started 26 years ago, and the purpose of it was for just that. It was to reduce the stigma that has been attached to being an addict and alcoholic, and it wants to bring it to the forefront, because dark can't exist in light at all, period. Dark will be seen in the light. So instead of progressing it aside, pushing it underneath, the 26 years of saying, listen, you have an addictive behavior. Your life has become unmanageable because of it. And we're trying to help you by giving you the information so that you'll come to believe that a power greater than yourself, you cannot possibly do this alone. You're going to need some help. You're going to need and want some support. And you make a decision to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, if you understand him. With the National Recovery Month, that's all that's needed. And so what we have planned for tomorrow is our open house to let individuals know that we exist in Burlington, because we have been in Burlington for 3 years, but we have been pretty much hidden. We are now hidden out of sight. Because of our office location, we are behind the Hyundai, but it's enough off the beaten path that if individuals would like to seek counseling and not have individuals to know that they are over there receiving that kind of a help, then they can come behind the Hyundai building, and there we are in 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E. That's what our National Recovery Month open house is about in Burlington. The event in Charlotte is a little different. We've been attending this on, I've decided to do a National Recovery Month event since the inception of Trinity in Mecklenburg County. In 2005, when I opened it, my excitement was in spring when the season changes, the atmosphere for me changes, and so in March, the whole idea was to plant seeds. Those seeds that we planted were seeds being distributed to the lawyers to let them know that we were available. And it was originally an opportunity to come together, to fellowship. And it's also really a biannual marketing plan to where we could reach out to all the individuals that was on our call list, and they would know that we are still around and we would touch base with them in the time of planting. And then in September, the third Saturday of September was our harvest. And so we've fallen away from the March planting, but we maintained the September event, National Recovery Month. That's what we're doing tomorrow. We're giving people information about the community resources that are available. We've got 311, the Drug Free Coalition, the Prevention Services, and Mothers Against Murder Offspring, and some other individuals, just let people know that there are organizations working in their favor. We also going to have some individuals to speak to tell their own stories. We're going to have some raffles. We're going to have some refreshments. And in the afternoon, we're going to do a forgiveness workshop, and then we're going to release balloons, letting go of the things that are holding us back. And so with that, we just want to say thank God for the opportunity to come together. Thank God for just having a word today. Thank God for him blessing us. Thank God for him just covering these events, covering individuals that are traveling to these events. And thank God for the mission. Thank God for our purpose. And just want to thank God for everything that he continues to do in our lives. And we just pray that everyone's strength and that they have a good rest of the week. And we look forward to seeing you at our event. Thank you. This is Melissa.